The Bellevue High School Jazz Ensemble, under the direction of their bandleader, Ed George. The group today includes Sean Mahoney on the drums, Jake Escobar playing bass, Eric Yoon at the piano, with Ryan Luttrell trombone, Shota Shimizu and Winston Zhang on alto and tenor saxophones, Jungwoo Lee on clarinet, and Keita Shimizu on flute, and featuring their mentor for today's performance, one of the top sax players in the Northwest for the past decade, Mr. Mark Taylor. Take it away, kids! Hey, everybody. The Bellevue High School Jazz Combo live in our studios here at KPLU. Great solos on that one from Jung Woo and Winston on clarinet and tenor saxophone with Mark Taylor coming in on the alto for the solo there. Mark, the mentor of the band today, tell us what it was like working with the kids from Bellevue High School on the session today.
It was fantastic to meet all of these kids, and literally I've known them for about, 3 weeks now? And we've had 3 rehearsals, and in the meantime, the amount of growth that they've done and the energy they put into these tunes is fantastic, as you can hear in the solos in particular. You guys have gone from an incredible just fundamental learning of the chords to actually listening to the recording, and you can really tell. Can really tell how much they've worked to get the stylistic specifics going, and I can hear their influences, etc. And then we got Jake over here just laying it down on the bass, and it sounds fantastic. Other than that, I hope that to see all these great players continue on. I know we have some people graduating this year. We also have some very young ones as well. So as they go on, growth is there, and the program is fantastic. The big band sounded great. I heard them at North Bend 2 weekends ago. Big band sounded fantastic. So congratulate all of you for your hard work, and I bet you're excited to move on to some new tunes pretty soon, huh?
And let's talk to the guy who leads the band, Ed George, the band leader at Bellevue High School. Tell us about the community that you're working around with. You've got some really supportive parents. What's it like for kids around the Bellevue area to play jazz?
Well, you're right on saying that we've got great parent support. There's plenty of parents whenever I need them for volunteering, but also just to get kids to and from all of our band events and, getting them lessons and it's just supporting them through the way. Kids have so many choices when they get to school about which electives they should do and after school commitments. So I'm always thankful when the kids are choosing to be in music.
Excellent. Let's talk to the kids a little bit and start right off with a really easy question for our bass player, Jake. There's a recent poll that came out that said jazz was less popular with music fans in the United States than it's ever been. And I wonder if you could tell us, finally, once and for all, how do we make jazz popular in the United States?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know exactly how much of an easy question that is, but I think the first thing to address is actually the question itself, in that jazz has gotten less popular, because I think that over time, certain music types and genres will fluctuate in their popularity, but there's new albums that are blowing up that some people might not consider jazz and some might, like Flying Lotus, a great hip-hop and experimental artist, considered his new album, You're Dead, like a hard bop jazz album. But like you bring it into KPLU and old jazz cats, like that's not jazz. So I think that most importantly to let people know about the new jazz, I think exposure of new jazz and old jazz and good jazz is the most important thing, because, I mean, they're just gold mines and thousands of records waiting to be listened to.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's expand the definition of jazz. We'll bring our pianist over. Eric, I understand you started out playing classical music, and what was the transition like to jazz? What did you think when you first started playing jazz?
Well, when I started playing jazz, I felt like it was something very different. I had to learn so many different chord voicings, and it was a lot of hard work along the way. But, you know, once I got here, I realized like how much possibility there is when I'm playing, and I get to meet so many great people to play with also. And it's really been an honor working with them, and I'm glad to be part of this band.
What did your parents think when they found out how much soul you have?
Well, I don't think they've really heard me play that much, but from what they know, I think they're kind of proud of the stuff that I've done.
I'm very impressed, Eric. Nice stuff today. We're going to pass it on to Keita, and I'm sure a lot of your classmates are listening to pop music. What do you, when you're trying to explain what you're doing, how do you explain jazz to them?
Right. I personally like pop also, but I like jazz much better. And what I tell them, jazz is a completely different style of its own. And to me, jazz, I think it's the most interactive kind of genre of music, where the band members can interact with each other, and the band can interact with the audience with their soloing and everything. And then a lot of my friends think jazz is really simple, which in a way it kind of is, but then there's a lot more to it than just playing with the chords and all the teamwork that we built together. That's what makes great. That's what makes jazz great. So that's what I always tell my friends.
Thank you very much, Kate. A wonderful answer. And for our next song, we're going to hear a Lee Morgan jam, right? Let's get into it. The Bellevue High School Jazz Combo with Mark Taylor, live on KPLU. Thank you. The Bellevue High School Jazz Combo with their mentor Mark Taylor at the saxophone live in the studios at KPLU. Mark Taylor, I know you're a busy performer, also a very busy educator around town, and not too far past your own days of being a student and a jazz
That's what you think.
Listener. I wonder if there's any lessons that you remember from your early days of learning music that still are with you today.
As a student at Washington Middle School and then on to Roosevelt, the one thing I can tell you and I try to impress on all my students is we spent a ton of time listening together, listening to music together, you know, long before iPods, et cetera. And I love my iPod. Even I like sit there and I just get impatient and I skip, you know. Yeah, yeah. But sitting down and listening to something together and absorbing the music, making it a communal thing, it really breeds just improvement in improvisation, stylistic awareness, acuity, et cetera. So that's a big thing, but also just as an educator, I feel like I should say that I wouldn't know any of these kids or Ed or Darren Fall or countless other high school bands that I've been working with lately if it wasn't for this, actually, the KPLU School of Jazz, because I worked on I think it was the very first year I was with Darren Fall. I think we played the tune Three Thoughts from one of those old Kenton records, and it was fantastic. I had so much fun, and I've been invited back like six or seven times. I don't know how many years it's been going on, but I've been on at least six or seven of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's evolved into this, like in studio, small group, and I think it's pretty awesome. It's been a great program, so I'm happy to be a part of it. And literally, it's like that I would not know any of these people otherwise. So,
well, thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. And we'll thank our listeners and our contributors and the members of KPLU for chipping in money so we can bring you the School of Jazz. We think it's really fun and important too. I wanted to talk about maybe playing some music outside of the school band. Winston, I understand you've got a band outside of school. Tell me about that.
Well, I don't have a band outside of school, but I was part of the All City Jazz Band this year. We tried out for Duke Ellington, but unfortunately we didn't get in. Mountside took our spot. But sometimes I would jam with my friends, but I wouldn't call it a band because we would just get the bass, you know, lay a fat beat, and then it would just add stuff on top of that.
And do you feel like you draw anything from learning about jazz when you come to jam with your friends?
Sometimes we would just play B-flat blues and we just solo over that. And sometimes we would play, I would play my guitar and we would play something like rock or metal.
Right on. So, yeah. Very cool. I also wanted to talk to Jung Woo on clarinet. I wanted to talk to someone who will be pursuing music after high school. What are your plans, young man?
I kind of like a brief music history for me. I got into music when I was in seventh grade. I started playing clarinet because just some kid sitting next to me suggested it to me. And since then, well, first of all, I wanted to join the jazz band. I couldn't because middle school jazz band, clarinet, doesn't go together. And here I am now playing clarinet on jazz radio. So, Mom, I made it. And I mean, the growth I think I've personally made over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I guess. I honestly love playing so much. Like, it's tremendously, it's been a tremendous amount of experience music-wise. And yeah, it's just been so fun on this journey, and I just want to see where this will take me, even in my college years after college. So I'm definitely gonna keep pursuing music even in college, whatever community bands. I actually play in the Seattle Orchestra, Seattle Youth Symphony too. So that and just everything I can do to stay in music, I will do. So yeah.
Mark Taylor, I wonder if you have any advice for young musicians who are thinking about going pro and pursuing this as a career.
I would just say you've got to diversify your skills. You've got to be willing to educate as well. It's really, obviously, it's very difficult just as a performer. But what I like about your guys' generation to me is everybody is, their interests are all over the map music-wise. It's not, I'm going to sit and listen to just Duke Ellington to get ready for the festival. You know, and that's fine. There's a spot in that every single year. you know, where people really get into that specific thing for a couple months. But beyond that, what you guys get out of it between you is the biggest thing for me. It doesn't have to be jazz. I mean, somebody was just talking about the genre. The genre is going back and forth. I mean, everything is just music at this point. You know, you can impart any one of these styles into the jazz idiom. What was the tune you played, Ed, at the North Bend thing?
Museum of Idiots.
Museum of Idiots. That was fantastic. That was fantastic. And I was playing with Mercer Island High School, and we played a Radiohead tune, Everything in Its Right Place, which I had recorded with Matt Jorgensen several years ago. And it's in a completely different context, and I love both of them. But, you know, there it is. That is American popular song right now. It's like, you know, you don't have to play Bye Bye Blackbird for the rest of your life, as much as I like that song, you know? So, but it's you guys kind of doing it together, you know? So, and I kind of see that happening here. I mean, all over the place. When people get on the same path, it's outstanding. So,
right on. We are live in the studios with the Bellevue High School Jazz Combo and their mentor, Mark Taylor on saxophone. And we're going to finish up the set today with a little bebop number from the gang, a little Billy's Bounce, live on KPLU. Take it away. Thank you.